This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia announces the death of Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports.
The announcement by the Saudi state-run news agency ends all doubt about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Saudi news agency quotes prosecutors as saying Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, in a fight. Khashoggi was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on October 2nd. President Donald Trump originally demurred when asked if he thought Khashoggi had been harmed in the consulate, but on Thursday, Trump told reporters it certainly looked like Khashoggi was dead. Turkey has been investigating, and there are reports in Turkey of an audio recording of Khashoggi's killing. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, the Saudi crown prince has been suspected of being involved in Khashoggi's disappearance, and now there's political backlash.
Shockwaves from the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi have shaken the heart of the Saudi royal family. Five sources close to the royal court told Reuters that the de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed, lost control of the crisis as it went global and had to ask his father, King Salman, to step in. Uproar from the United States, an old ally, was a major factor. Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a U.S. resident, was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul early this month. Riyadh denies the increasingly gruesome reports, but his disappearance has deepened questions about whether 33-year-old Prince Mohammed, known as MBS, is fit to rule.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Mass street demonstrations are expected Saturday in Taiwan over growing anger against perceived bullying by its militarily and economically more powerful rival China. The advocacy group Formosa Alliance predicts tens of thousands of people will show up. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party is organizing its own demonstration in southern Taiwan, according to a spokesman. This is VOA News. U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says China is among nations trying to influence American voters through social media and other means.
How they perceive policies and influence the decision-making process so that they have political candidates, whether it's in Congress or elsewhere, that are more favorable to trade policies, things like that.
And this comes as U.S. intelligence, law enforcement, and security agencies warn that Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, and on Friday unsealed the criminal complaint against a 44-year-old Russian woman, making her the first Russian charged in the connection with interference in the 2018 election. The sound of a crowd of Central American migrants breaking apart a medical barricade at a border crossing with Mexico and Guatemala. The group of about 3,000 is said to have run into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government has promised the United States it will confront the caravan. The migrant caravan has angered U.S. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was in Mexico City Friday to discuss the issue with his counterpart. The U.S. and South Korea are canceling another major military exercise. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Vigilant Ace is an annual exercise with both the U.S. and South Korean air forces. It's been suspended, with officials here at the Pentagon saying the Trump administration wants to give the diplomatic process with North Korea every chance to continue. The announcement comes as Defense Chief Jim Mattis meets with Asian counterparts in Singapore. The military canceled another major exercise shortly after President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over the summer, when the president abruptly called the training maneuvers provocative and too expensive. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A former diplomat said Thursday that some American authorities' prejudice against China has resulted in groundless accusations on China, which is harming relations with the United States. Charles Freeman is an American diplomat who worked as the main interpreter for Richard Nixon during his 1972 visit to China. He believes that the Bloomberg report accusing China of planting chips is groundless.
We have a group of people in power who do not understand China, who do not want to make the effort to understand China, who have preconceived ideas, who do not want to listen to facts.
Bloomberg Businessweek published an article on its website on October 4th titled "The Big Hack: How China Used a Tiny Chip to Infiltrate U.S. Companies." Freeman says he looks forward to future improvement of bilateral relations between the world's two biggest economies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.